जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी, जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन जारी, यमुना तीरावन जारी, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे, जय गौर हरि गौर हरि गौर हरि, जय गौर हरि जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, नीताई गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल, नीताई गौर हरि बोल, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिभाषाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भैचनारायण बिंद भक्ति प्रांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की, गो प्रेमानंद, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 21 श्लोका 12 टू 16। These are not in poem form, so we'll not follow the traditional repetition. So I'll read out. Ebam muhutrena muhurtrena chatus timsal loka yajanani atas satadhikani sarau rathas tarimayo asu satasru parivartate parisho. Translation. Thus, the chariot of the sun god, which is Trayimaya, or worshipped by the words Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha, travels through the four residents mentioned above at the speed of 3,400,800 yojanas in a Muhurta. So we'll go to text 13. I'll read directly the translation. Translation by His Divine Guest Srila Prabhupada. The chariot of the sun god has only one wheel, which is known as Samvatsara. The 12 months are calculated to be its 12 spokes. The six seasons are section of its rim, and three chaturmasya periods are its three section hub. The side of the axle, one side of the axle carrying the wheel rests upon the summit of Mount Sumeru, and the other rests upon Manasutra mountain. Affixed to the outer end of the axle, the wheel continuously rotates Manasutra mountain like a wheel of an oil pressing machine. Text 14. As in an oil pressing machine, this first axle is attached to a second axle, which is 1/4 as long, 3,937,500 yojanas. The upper end of this second axle is attached to Dhruvaloka by a rope of wind. Text number 15. Translation. My dear king, the carriage of the sun god chariot is estimated to be 3,600,000 yojanas long and the end fourth as wide as 900,000 yojanas. The chariot's horses, which are named after the Gayatri and other Vedic mantras, are harnessed by Arunadeva to a yoke that is also 900,000 yojanas wide. This chariot continuously carries the sun god. In the Vishnu Purana. So I have to go to 16 also, right? Yeah. Purport. In the Vishnu Purana it is stated, Gayatri cha brihati asing jagati tristup evacha anustup panktir iti uktas chandasmi harayo rahebe. The seven horses yoked in a sun god chariot are named as Gayatri, Brihati, Usnik, Jagati, Tristup, Anustup, and Pankti. These names of the various Vedic meters designate the seven horses that carries the sun god's chariot. Text 16. Translation. Although Arundev sits in front of the sun god and is engaged in driving a chariot and controlling the horses, he looks backward towards the sun god. Purport. In the Vayu Puran, the position of the horses is described as follows. Saptuswarupa sandasmi barahanti bamatu rabin chakra paksha nivadhani chakre makshaha samahitaha. Although Arunadev sits in the front seat controlling the horses, he looks back towards the sun god from the left side, from his left side. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Saksurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vichakam Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimade Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Desa Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I offer obeisances all to the assembled devotees, senior devotees, Adikesha Prabhu. So today's topic is the movement of the sun. The chapter title is like that. So many expert speakers has already given on this chapter, and they almost actually included all the materials in this chapter. So I'll just basically maybe repeating also. So let's start then. So till now we have discussed the structure of the universe, the whole Brahmanda, and about the Bhumandala, seven oceans, seven dvipas, including the land and breadth of the each. Then Jambudvip, about the Jambudvip also, innermost dvipa. Then within Jambudvip, nine verses. So this is Bhumandal. It's like resembles like a lotus flower, and its seven islands are resemble whole of that flower. So let's see. Okay. क्या दोगे भाई? स्लाइड सो फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग. Sorry, it is not behaving as I was expecting. Okay, now it's working. So in the Bhumandal look like this. The innermost part is like Jambudweep, and then there is a dot you can see that is Sumeru Mountain, and the seven deeps. And separating them are like oceans. Then this is visible. This is the middle Jambudweep. So it consists of nine verses, and they are separated by the mountains. How to bring the pointer? Can you help me? Okay. So in the lower part of the Varsha is Bharat Varsha. So in Bharat Varsha, there is a part called Bharat Khanda. That Bharat Khanda is actually we are there in that part. So we have to think that, we have to first understand that where are we and what is our these coordinates. Then actually we will able to understand the whole geography of the universe. Then, so today's class. The sun is situated vertically in the middle of the universe, in the area between Bhurluk and Bhuvarluk, which is called Antariksha, outer space. The distance between the sun and circumferences of the universe is about 250 million yojanas. So if you see, the middle part is the Jambudweep, and there are the circles. They are like seven dweeps and seven oceans. And then in the color is reddish color. So in between that reddish color, there is a circumference. There is it is circling mountain that is called Manasutra. So that on that Manasutra mountain, the sun god actually revolves around the earth, Bhumandal. So how actually it happens, I just want to depicted to a video. So like oil pressing machine. Yeah. So in the middle, the Sumeru Mountain, and in the outer part, the sun god's chariot. And then there is two axles. One axle number one, that is connected to the chariot and the Meru Mountain. And in between, there is another axle which goes upward. And that is second axle. And that axle is that is connected to Sumeru, top of the Sumeru Mountain. So that axle controls the upward and downward movement of the chariot, for which actually Uttarayan and Dakshinayan happens. And due to this first axle, the day and night and the sun movement happens. So in Bhagavatam, in this described. So according to Sariya rotates Manasutra at the height of 50,000 yojanas on the surface of made played by wind. So one interesting thing, the chariot is, although it is shown as that it is on the top of Manasutra mountain, but actually it does not. It is above that mountain, there is a track. The track is made up of wind. So it is on the air actually. The land of the sun god chariot is 3.6 million yojana. Wind is also 3.9 million yojanas. The horses which are named after Gayatri, already we read. Then the yoke, the width of that yoke is 0.9 million width. Then where sun god sits? Sun god sits on that chariot, on an enclosure actually, and it is above 40,000 yojanas above the wheel. Then total height of the chariot becomes 1 million yojanas, basically 60,000 and 40,000. Now Arundhat is the charioteer. So he, interestingly, although he sits in front of the chariot, but he looks backward, because Suryadev is in sitting backside. Okay. Then Suryadev is not alone, nor Arunadev. So there is a full entourage of 60,000 sages called Bahilkyas. Very small, size of a thumb. Then there are sages, Gandharvas, Apsaras, Nagas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Devatas, and they continuously worship the Lord, Suryadev. So if you see the front view, it appears like this. So it is visible? Yeah. So Bhumandal is, although it is said that it is a flat surface, but actually it is not, because it is so big. That's why from distance you can imagine it is a flat. But it is actually, it is towards Meru Mountain, it is height is more than that circumference. So if you see that summit of the Meru Mountain, the excel starts, and the chariot is in between the wheel and the mountain, and just nearby that Meru Mountain is the excel number 2, second excel, which is actually connected to Dhruvaloka. So the Dhruva actually he controls the upward and downward movement of that chariot by pulling the rope and by losing it. So rope is made by air. It's not physical, basically. It's not like something, some type of iron or gold like that. Then this is So excel, the width of the excel is 15.75 million yojanas. Then excel number 2 is 1/4 of the first excel. The movement of the sun through zodiac signs. Now interesting thing that although sun moves, it does not move alone. It moves around the Kala Chakra, time wheel. So time wheel, what is exactly time wheel? It is actually it is a combination of all the rasis, constellations. So there are 12 total rasis, and that you can imagine it is a chakra. It is a round circular this thing. So it revolves to around the Bhumandal. And the sun also revolves. And that this Kala Chakra speed is more than the sun. So that's why, so sun moves slowly, then sun always lag behind the Kala Chakra. So how exactly appears in the naked eye when you see in the sky? So in this picture, you may be thinking that the Kala Chakra should be visible in the horizon, according to this picture. But it is not, because our position, the Golok, Bhogol, yani our this Earth planet. Earth planet is like we are in the side of that. It is, say, this is the plane of Bhumandal, and we are in this small globe, Earth. We are not here, nor we are down. We are here. So if the sun is moving like this, so we'll see the sun like this on our head, actually, from east to west, and it will move from east to west like that. So that's why actually now actually we are for our understanding, our view is from the side, so we'll see like this, that sun will revolve like this. Okay, so that is our assumption we have to understand. So that's why, actually, in the night when we see the stars. So now, what are these rasis or zodiac signs? So they are actually group of, in the sky there are so many stars, millions and trillions of stars. But some stars are fixed. And they form particular shape. So for the convenience of the studying by the astronomers, so they name it in different countries and different civilizations. Their names are different, and their actually formation are also different. In fact, numbers are also different. We have 12 zodiac signs. So Greek has also 12 signs. And in the modern astronomy, I think it is 128 number of different groupings of this thing. All are called zodiac only. So these stars are actually from the Earth planet. We may see that they are like forming particular shape, and they are maybe in single plane. Practically, it is not like that. They are far, far millions of years apart from each other, and they are not like in a single plane. They are, some are close and some are far from us. So these are the signs, zodiac signs. So now that the central, that this is the Earth planet, and the sun actually revolves. It's showing anticlockwise. Why it is anticlockwise, I'll explain. In relation to the zodiac Kala Chakra. Now, within Kala Chakra, there are stars called nakshatras. There are total 27, including Abhijit Nakshatra. So nakshatras are like, they are very prominent, and when you see in the sky, there are some stars which actually blinks. They are lighters, not fixed, I mean anything. They are sometimes more brighter, sometimes less. So these nakshatras are always constant. They emit light constantly. So they are along with that other zodiac signs. So earlier I explained that how sun actually revolves towards around the Bhumandal, and sun speed is less and the Kala Chakra speed is more. So that actually creates a illusion that sun is revolving opposite to the it's actually this. So I just made one animation.
See, the upper cycle is the zodiac cycle, and the zodiac cycle is moving faster than the sun. So that's why if you see in the sky, sun will appear like sun is always moving opposite direction, counterclockwise. Now, what happens when the sun and a particular Rashi, zodiac, starts, suppose, from certain point, for example, for our here, we'll just see. This Makar, yeah. See, Dhanu starts and sun is lagging. So, every day, sun will actually move towards that backward and it will always pass through some zodiac. And how much time it takes to complete one whole 12 zodiac? It takes 12 months. So that is 1 year actually. That is the Vedic explanation of year actually. And then in astrology, this movement of the sun and the zodiac is very important. So at the moment when the sun and that particular Rashi is together, that actually affects the personality and other things, everything about the person who is born at that moment. So this is, we can explain how the how this months pass by, how 12 months consist of a year. Now Uttarayan and Dakshinayan, how it happens? So Uttarayan and Dakshinayan is like we see our season changes, rainy season, then Grishma, Varsha, Sarat, Hemant, Sheet, Vasant, like six different seasons. How actually they change? It is because, simple reason, from our perspective, because the temperature, the climate change. That's why the season also changes. In some season there are more heat and more humidity and more rain. That's why it is like Varsha season. And in Grishma season the sun is hot. In winter season sun is cool. So how it happens? See, now although sun is supposed to, according to my earlier explanation, it should revolve around the Bhumandal in fixed orbit. But actually in reality it is not like that, because as I told, the Dhruva Nakshatra, Dhruva, he controls the first axle. When it pulls, the sun, the chariot of the sun actually goes up. So when it goes up, it is not like when it goes up, it directly goes towards like this. No. At the same time, the circumference also reduce. So there are multiple orbit, you can say. Suppose today, the sun is rotating in that first circle. Then after some day, it will move to second circle. So like that, there are 180 different cycles. That means 180. So in a year, there is total 360 different this thing. So every, so when it, during Uttarayan, the sun actually moves towards the innermost circle. If you say the topmost circle is begin from the downward circles, so every time Uttarayan, during Uttarayan, so sun will go up. So what happens when goes up, the sun has to cover, because circumference is less, okay, so it can move slow also. So as the sun moves towards up the last sign, then the speed also reduces. because the distance it need to cover is less. So then during Dakshinayan, the opposite happens. Sun is going towards down, south. So that's why the speed also increase, because it is to cover more distance. Now, how actually seasons change? It is not like that when the sun comes closer, the heat it become more hot. It's not explained the season changes in that way. It because the angle of the sun changes to the earth. Because suppose when the earth is here, the sun is here, so the equator will get maximum heat. Then as the Uttarayan happens, the laser pointer. Eli? Okay. Thank you. I'm very inexperienced in giving. Okay. So it is going upward. Every day the sun is going upward. Every day the cycle, the circumference is, the orbit is changing. Orbit 1, orbit 2, orbit 3, like that. There are total 180 orbits. So when it goes up, suppose here is the earth. Okay. So we are, as I told, we are in the side of that earth. So the sun is on our top. So there we are feeling hot. The summer is going on. Now as the sun goes up, the sun will actually tilt. So that time, what happens? The North Pole will get maximum light, and the South Pole will not get, because South Pole will, like, if it is the globe, then if the sun is like this, so South Pole, North Pole, both are getting same light and heat. But if the sun is going up, then the North Pole will get more and South Pole will get less. For 6 months, that's why the North Pole gets 6 month day and 6 months night for the south. Similarly, when Dakshinayan happens, the opposite happens. And that is the reason it is also explained that is the only reason that Sargaluka, which is above, they are also, their days are like 6 months day and 6 months night because of some sun movements. So that's how this Uttarayan and Dakshinayan and season changes. So I am explaining in the perspective of Srimad Bhagavatam and our Vedic cosmology, Vedic astronomy. So in modern astronomy, it is explained in different way, but the cause is the same, because of the sun's movement. Then the whole in the sky, all the stars are connected to the Dhruva star, polar star. So polar star is the one only actually who is always fixed. Others, all the stars revolves. It's like chandelier. So we have already explained here. Sorry. Now, the one slide actually I could not include. That is why that solar eclipse and lunar eclipse happens. That is also actually, that can be also explained through this same model. So in the planetary model, I'll show here only. Okay. Just like sun and other planets, the zodiac signs, the other planets like Rahu, Ketu, Chandra, Venus, Budh, Shukra, Brihaspati, Ityadi, all the planets, they are also revolving in different speed. And their orbits are different. So, and their distance from the Sumeru is also different. The, for example, Rahu and Ketu, they are closer than the moon. Moon is, now you can see the pointer also, right? No. Okay, these are the circumference, different orbits. So Rahu, Ketu, Chandra, they are actually closer than the Sun, but Chandra is little bit higher than the Sun or Sun's orbit. Now Rahu, Ketu also, like Sun revolves, Sun has Uttarayan, Dakshinayan. Rahu, Ketu also has Uttarayan and Dakshinayan. So when the Sun's orbit and the Rahu's orbit align with the Earth planet, that time actually Surya Grahan happens. Similarly, when the Moon is also, Rahu Ketu is in between actually, Moon and the Earth also. That's why when the Rahu comes in between the Moon, then actually Chandra Grahan happens, lunar eclipse. So with this word actually I want to conclude. If I have spoke something which is not very, maybe I have not understood properly, you may understood, you already prepared maybe because you have been studying so long. So please forgive me. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gop Premanande. Hare Krishna.